Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we get ready to fire up our show hotline for the first time today, Mary and I appreciate you being part of our national broadcast, and we're going to put a different spin on an extended Chief Travel Leader conversation for these next 20 minutes or so. First, this portion of the program is sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
As many of you heard us share on air in January during our two live remote broadcasts, Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions, always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facility, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and the list keeps going.
The list does keep going. You know, there's a reason they're unrivaled at sea. Simply put, this is top-notch, ultra-luxury cruising, folks. Besides their fleet of modern ships, we appreciate the quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board. All gratuities are prepaid, so you're not reaching into your wallet. You can also come travel with us aboard the new Regent Seven Seas Grandeur ship this October for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med. The ship is nearly sold out, so get your deposit made today. I don't know if we're going to be talking about it much more at this point. And take advantage of this super special deal they're offering for our listeners that you're not going to find anywhere else. It actually ends February 28th. For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's a Chief Travel Leader Conversation Day here on the show, and joining us for a wide-ranging discussion on the world of travel is Signature Travel Network CEO and show friend Alex Sharp, as well as their president, Karin Christopher. Off to that show hotline we go to connect.
Well, Alex, it is nice to be reconnecting with you. And Karin, it is nice to have you joining us for the first time on air. Welcome to the February 7th edition of America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, great. Thanks for having us. Great to have you both here. So, you know, I'm going to start off. We're going to go some big news in the travel world. We discussed that last segment, and that was the announcement by the Walt Disney Company that Josh D'Amaro will take over as CEO of the company on March 18th, replacing Bob Iger, who I personally worked with many years ago. The reason I'm asking you this question is because Josh has been running the Disney Parks and Disney Cruise Line operations. I'm sure Disney has a positive impact on Signature Travel Network. So I'd like to hear your thoughts and maybe expectations as the new CEO for Disney takes command. Alex, you want to go with that first?
Sure. Change is the constant in this industry. But, you know, Disney's always been such an incredible brand, one that brings so many family travelers to our advisors. You know, their growth has been incredible, particularly on the cruise side. So I'm excited about the investments they're making, the direction they're going, and the opportunities it creates for our travel advisors.
All right, let's talk a little bit about AI. During some recent travels, Robert and I met a couple who now exclusively use ChatGPT to build their travel itineraries, compare flight pricing. They actually gave it a name. They call their ChatGPT Chatty.
It was funny.
And they were not in a young demographic. So since booking travel is the core of your business, I'm interested to learn the impact that AI may be having on your business and ways you may be planning and operating to tackle it head on. Karin, you want to go first?
Absolutely. So we believe for all of our technology solutions, it's integrating, right? It's integrating mm-hmm. into the tools that advisors are already using. And that's what our team has been focused on. So we started obviously with our most used tools. So advisors are using it just as much as their clients are using it. But what I love about the way that we're doing it is it's part of the advisor workflow. So it creates efficiencies. And it just makes their job easier so that they can provide even higher quality service to their customers. And yes, customers are using it a lot, but we see it on a daily basis, they still need the advisor who has been there and who has done it themselves rather than just relying on those recommendations that their chatty or whatever they want to call their AI assistant is offering them.
It was kind of funny. Alex, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I think it's critical that the human connection stays part of it, not just for the hallucinations and things like that, you know, we're still seeing through AI, but because of the personal recommendations, the experiences, the connections with the local operators and that kind of thing. So, you know, I look at it, as Karin said, it's creating efficiencies. It certainly is incredibly important for our advisors to keep them relevant, for them to be using it as well. But it's really that balance between human connection and technology or AI that I think gives us the best the best package.
We agree with that. So as you both may know, Mary and I started 2026 by traveling for 25 days on the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. It had us transiting the Panama Canal. We broadcasted live from Panama back on January 17th and then Cabo San Lucas on the 24th. And it really was our way to supercharge our 2026 coverage of America's 250. So we did that trip with show partner Regent Seven Seas. And since we partnered with them a few months ago, I mean, listen, the partnership has proven to be terrific for all of us. Alex, I know we spent some time together in December as we all experienced the inaugural event involving new Oceana Allura ship. Oceana, for folks that may not know this out there listening, you know, is the sister company to Regent Seven Seas. And I'm bringing this up because I believe you shared with us at the time that Signature Travel Network books the most cruises with Regent and Oceana, or you're certainly, you know, at or near the top of that list. There's so much mojo going on with both of those brands. So talk about why they're such a leader in this sector of travel and so successful, Alex.
Well, I'd like to say it started at the beginning when I worked there 30 years ago.
So it's
I
Alex.
Think it's come a long way since then. The first half of my career was at Regent. And, you know, the thing that separated them early in their path was the hardware, right? First all-suite, all-balcony ships. But really, over time, others started to catch up with great hardware, and there's wonderful stuff out there. And everyone had to shift gears. So when they came together with Oceana back in 2008, I think it really heightened the F&B delivery piece of it, because that's what Oceana was known for. And since then, they're really focused on both the shoreside delivery, but also the shoreside and the onboard delivery. And I think both of those are critical for luxury customers. So they've done a great job. They continue to build beautiful new ships, both of those brands, but more importantly, delivering wonderful vacations.
Well, there was just news this week that Sonata, their new ship that's coming on the Oceana side, I mean, it sold out in like record numbers.
Definitely supports the mojo that you mentioned. So, Karin, as the show transmits via satellite to our 615 weekly stations across the U.S., we know we have a lot of people who listen who actually work in the travel industry. Many of them are travel advisors. I'd enjoy hearing about some of the expectations you have for your advisors who are linked with Signature Travel Network, and types of training and support that you offer to help really create meaningful trips.
Oh, my goodness. Where to start?
Yeah.
We obviously have our core programs, and we at Signature, we are focused on our preferred partners. Everything we really do on behalf of our members, it's driven by focusing on our preferred partners. So we continue to offer those trainings. What I am as excited about for 26 as I was going into 25 is the focus that we have on specialty travel. So many of our advisors, they are specialists, whether in a destination or a certain type of travel. What we call it at Signature are our circles. And so those are specific travel styles that we see not only travelers are more interested in, but our partners are developing even more really unique ways to experiencing those passions. So whether it's wellness travel or exploration travel, or more specifically for cruise expedition travel, we're just excited for not only the advisors to experience that firsthand, but to really be able to craft those truly all-inclusive vacations that are focused on what travelers want more of.
Yeah, so clearly you're seeing a lot of growth in the specialty and experiential travel.
Absolutely, across all segments of our business and all partner types. So, you know, it's not just within the luxury segment. It's whatever your preferred style of travel, your preferred brand, you can find those really, truly unique experiences within the context of that vacation.
Mm-hmm. So during the January travels we did with Regent that I mentioned earlier, besides the two live remote broadcasts of the show we did, Mary and I also agreed to do one of our popular travel seminars, and we shared with the passengers, you know, our top 25 top travel tips during one of the sea days. And what surprised us, we questioned the room that was well attended, how many of them had travel insurance. It shocked us.
We were shocked.
35% of the audience raised their
hands.
Now, listen, we've been partnered with Travel Guard for many years. It's the company we've personally used for 20 years or so. But do you track what percentage of bookings at Signature that you make that has travel insurance? I'm curious about that, Alex.
Yeah, we do. It's an important piece of what we deliver because it protects the customer, protects the advisor, and it protects the partner, right? They don't get in a tough situation. So we run about 50% overall, but at the luxury space, I would expect it to be even higher than that.
Yeah, it surprised
because
us.
The average age gets higher and so forth, and therefore the risk.
Yeah, it really did. It surprised us. We actually had some fun with everybody in the crowd that gathered for us. But all right, anyway, well, Alex, Karin, we're coming up on hard break, and since we still have some other things we want to get to discuss, they're going to ask you to stay right where you are. We will continue when we return. So you both can stick with us today, yes? Okay, thanks very much.
Right,
really appreciate that. All right, well, folks, as Mary and I get ready to hand things back to Bobby in Dallas from our RM World Travel Studios here in New York so he can run some important sponsor messages and our stations can share some news during this bottom-of-the-hour break, our chief travel leader conversation continues. The NCF is about 30 minutes away. We're going to discover America together as well. The destination spotlight is just 20 minutes away. Chef Sarah Moulton will be here in hour two as we travel the world from your own kitchen. Plus, RJ is going to be talking to racing legend Jeff Bodine. The Daytona 500 is coming next week. He's going to do that during the open road and a lot more. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
We do indeed welcome all of you back, everyone. Today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation now continues for the C Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with 200-plus resorts in places around the U.S. and internationally as well. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, this is very simple. Wherever travel takes you, go earn your Hilton Honors points. Find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or connect at RM World Travel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. Now our conversation with the leaders of Signature Travel Network continues as their CEO, Alex Sharp, and President Karin Christopher have stayed with us through that bottom of the hour break.
Well, Alex, Karin, thank you very much for sticking with us, as Mary just said, through that bottom of the hour break. Alex, I'm going to come back to you. This is our Chief Travel Leader conversation, but Mary and I, we sometimes like to get personal in these segments. And since Valentine's Day is coming next Saturday, we're going to detour there. I surprised Mary. I proposed to her on Valentine's as I knew she'd never see it coming. Unlike what we would do, and she's certainly not easy to surprise. But I want you to give everyone tuned in right now across the country maybe some of the most romantic destinations you've traveled to and you urge them to consider.
Oh, wow. Okay, so my wedding anniversary is February 20th, so I often will travel over our anniversary, and sometimes that's over Valentine's Day, so I get double credit, which is great. But certainly the most romantic places we have been, we did our 25th anniversary in the Maldives, which was just spectacular. Love Tahiti as well. And we've done, we've been so blessed in this industry. We've been so many different places. But those are probably the two most romantic places we've been to.
Karin, same question for you.
Oh, my goodness. I have to say Tahiti. And I don't know if this stat is still true, but years ago I was working with the Tahiti Tourism, and they told me they only had a 10% repeat factor. And that just seems crazy knowing so many people go there for their honeymoon, and I'm a big believer. It's always nice to go back to places, so Tahiti would be on my list to go back to. I also think Florence is the most romantic city. I would go there again and again with my special someone.
Yes, I agree with you on Florence. I love that city.
And
I think it's very romantic.
There's
products. Just the food, everything, anything food, in Italy.
Yes,
all right, so last week at the America's Lodging Investment Summit, they reported strong demand and bookings from international travelers. There was a little bit of good news here to the U.S., noting that the FIFA World Cup is playing a role in that, America's 250 celebrations, and maybe some other unique sporting experiences that are going on. How much of Signature Travel Network's business involves seeing any, you know, increased demand to inbound U.S. travel bookings? Karin, are you seeing an uptick at all?
That is not an area that we focus on, we don't really track it that much either.
Okay,
yeah, I thought it was interesting because, you know, we've heard there's so much out there in the news and so forth, but they had some very interesting information. Again, it's the America's Lodging Investment Summit that was going on. If you haven't followed that,
I think FIFA is driving a lot of it.
It absolutely is, but it was definitely good to see. Overall, where are some of the hot, you know, areas of travel that you're experiencing? We'll go in that direction right now that you're seeing a real demand for. Alex, we'll start with you, and then Karin will come to you on it on the back end.
Yeah, sure. So I think, Europe is always a leader for us in general, right? And I think now after the Jubilee year, Italy will pick back up. I think there was obviously a lot of travel there, a lot of pilgrim travel, a lot of folks going. But I think our typical luxury FIT clients were staying away last year a bit because of the crowds and such. So I think Italy will pop back up. I'm going to spend some time up in the Dolomites later in the summer. I'm excited about that. But outside of that, Portugal, Spain continue to be very strong. And then the exotics. Japan has been on everyone's bucket list, I think, since before COVID. We're really seeing incredible demand there. But people are getting, you know, getting more and more adventurous again. We're even seeing travel, start back to China and other places that, you know, we weren't sure how long that would take to come back.
Yeah.
Karen, anything to add to that?
Well, and just the value of Southeast Asia between Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, we continue to see great, great movement there.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we have the Super Bowl happening tomorrow and the Winter Olympics beginning this weekend. Both have a lot of people traveling. Do either one of them have any particular draw or attention we'll be watching or maybe attending the Super Bowl? Alex?
I won't be attending. I will be at a Super Bowl party, though, and I will partake in all the fun stuff that comes along with the Super Bowl. It's always a great time, you know. While we don't do a lot of inbound travel, we do a lot of domestic travel as well. So we'll have a bunch of our advisors, we'll have customers out at these different events and traveling to these things, which are, you know, another great way to see the world. And event-driven business is really grown in the last several years. And whether that be things like the Super Bowl and World Cup and that, or even some of the things that are happening in places like Saudi Arabia, that is a very event-driven destination.
Well, certainly, listen, this show is heard in Seattle, it's heard in Boston, so we know that we've got a lot of Seahawks and Patriots fans. They'll
sure.
all be watching
yeah.
for sure. And I think a lot of the country is interested to see Lindsey Vonn there with the, which has got the torn
ACL. Yeah, she's competing.
Can she compete? So the Olympics is always a fun thing. So, Alex, Karen, very nice to have you both on the show with us today. Interesting perspectives. Goes by quickly, but we really appreciate it. Thank you for the extended time today, and we hope you both have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl and next weekend. Enjoy President's Weekend and Happy Valentine's.
Thank you so much.
Same to you too.
Thank you both. Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, Mary, listen, a good conversation with both Karen and with Alex. Nice to have them both on the program with us today. And Super Bowl parties. That's where he's headed right now.
Yeah, so. Good for him. All right. Well, we are going to take this show into a sponsor's break. In 10 minutes, Robert and I showcase Michigan for today's Destination Spotlight. And up next, Rudy's going to delve into Mardi Gras. The show returns in 3 minutes, which is actually a good amount of time for you to all go vote in the new travel polls at rmworldtravel.com.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.